From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are a lot of words you can use to describe Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass: whimsical, clever, hallucinatory, but muscular? Well, in a new production by a groundbreaking Chicago theater company, the Lewis Carroll classics get a very athletic interpretation. And yes, Humpty Dumpty does indeed have a great fall. The show is currently in New York as part of a national tour, and Jeff London has our report.
Inside a looking glass, I'm supposed to see myself. No, myself.
Then which hand am I holding up?
My left.
My right.
Curiouser and curiouser.
I don't think the point of Looking Glass Alice is to add up.
Hedy Weiss is theater critic for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I think the point is to sort of make you feel a little bit disoriented, a little bit amazed, you know, to come out thinking, how did they do that? To feel a little bit like Alice, kind of disoriented.
Wait, wait, maybe you could tell me just exactly where I am.
Precisely in between the very next thing and what just happened.
The show is called Looking Glass Alice, and it's produced by the Looking Glass Theater, an award-winning Chicago-based ensemble that launched the careers of actor David Schwimmer, who became a star on the hit TV series Friends, and Tony Award-winning director Mary Zimmerman. The company was launched 20 years ago by several acting students at Northwestern University who used David Schwimmer's bar mitzvah money to produce an avant-garde adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. David Catlin was one of those actors. He's now artistic director and says Looking Glass rarely produces traditional plays.
We often like those stories from novels or old books. And in fact, when we started, we didn't have enough money to pay royalties for a play, so we took novels that were in the public domain and adapted them for the stage.
Critic Hedy Weiss says from the start, the Looking Glass matched their literary ambitions with strikingly physical productions.
They really are shapeshifters. I remember the very first production they did, an adaptation of Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, and they all became big slabs of meat hanging on a kind of conveyor belt.
Ensemble member Larry DeStasi says the actors wanted to make their productions even more physical.
We managed to find a circus performer who had just moved to town, who had just run away from the circus. And she agreed to train us to do trapeze and teeterboard and Spanish web and all these exotic, exciting things that we always wanted to be able to do. And I ended up marrying the woman who trained us, my wife Sylvia.
And with circus training under their belt, the Looking Glass has revisited Alice in Wonderland. Artistic director David Catlin has adapted and directed this production, which uses five actors to tell Lewis Carroll's mind-bending tales in a dynamically physical way.
There's so much in Lewis Carroll that is about being off balance and falling. You know, she falls down a rabbit hole. Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall. When I go to the circus, I get that sort of off-balance dizziness.
In this production, the caterpillar is played by three actors who tumble and do a variety of gymnastic tricks.
Who are you?
Oh, caterpillar? I hardly know just at present. Well, at least I knew who I was when I woke up this morning, but... Oh, but I think I must have been changed several times since then.
When? Why?
What?
Lauren Hurt, 26 years old and 5 feet tall, plays Alice.
This is definitely one of those roles that kind of extends the limits on all horizons. There's regular acting, there's physical stuff on the ground, there's acrobatics up in the air.
When Alice tumbles down the rabbit hole, Hurt does a routine on the lira, an aerial device that kind of looks like a hula hoop. And later in the play, she flies high above the stage in a cloud swing. David Catlin explains.
Cloud swing is basically a thick rope that hangs in a loop, and then there's a series of, in our case, a series of three of them that, for Alice, expresses the tangle of life, and at first she struggles with it, and then by the end of it, she's mastered it and is
soaring above the audience.
Doug Hara plays the Mad Hatter, the White Rabbit, and Humpty Dumpty. He says the actors did a lot of improvisation.
There was just a very, very free-form process of trying to create story through movement and trying to elevate the story and elevate the text with using our bodies and using the space.
In the Mad Hatter scene, it was all about using the chairs.
We throw them around, they go into various positions, we jump over them, we run across them, we just hurl them into big, huge, messy piles, and they are part of the chaos of the Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
6 o'clock again?
The physicality of this production is not just for show. It serves the story and its themes. For instance, Humpty Dumpty's truly gasp-inducing fall dramatizes Alice's coming to terms with loss and grief. And adapter David Catlin has added the character of Lewis Carroll, a.k.a. Charles Dodgson, the shy Oxford mathematician who created the Wonderland stories for a real child named Alice, to help frame the play. Larry DeStasi plays Dodgson and says his character gives adult meaning to a children's story.
I think there's a big message about holding on to your childhood and not being so eager to go in a straight line forward to maturity, because there's so much that is wonderful and magical about childhood.
Looking Glass Alice is currently on the road, playing at New York's New Victory Theater. It next goes to the Arden Theater in Philadelphia, then back to Chicago this summer for an open-ended run. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can get a preview of the acrobatic Alice at our website, npr.org.